Okay, the Gemara is continuing to discuss what Shmuel said. Let's go back a little bit. Shmuel said, Omer Shmuel, Bekula Natshi Omer, we're on the Dalet on the base. Two dots. Omer Shmuel, Bekula Natshi Omer, Shani Ochel Lecha, Shani Toim Lecha. Shmuel said that in all the situations where you say Mudrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, you have to also add Shani Toim Lecha. And first the Gemara thought that if he didn't say that, then there's no Isser at all. Gemara, that's what we learned yesterday. Now the Gemara says, Ela Omer Shmuel, Taima de Omer Shani Ochel Lecha, Shani Toim Lecha, Hu de Oser v'Chaveiro Mutter. What Shmuel meant to say is the following. Not that if he didn't say Shani Toim Lecha, there's no Isser at all. But if you didn't say that, then all you said is Mufushani Mimcha, right? Then what's it called? And you also said Shani Ochelecha. Then the person who made the nether is usher to have hana from the person he made the nether against. But the person who made the nether against is mutter to have hana from him, because basically he said Mudrani Mimcha Shani Toim Lecha. I'm separated from you, that I won't taste from you. But you could taste from me. I'm not answering my things on you. I'm answering your things on me. I can't have any hanor from your things. Aval. Omar mudroni heimecha lechudei. But if he just said mudroni mimcha, that means both I'm asur to you and you're asur to me. And shneim asurim. That's what Shmuel meant to say. When is only one of them asur if he added shani toim lecha to mudroni mimcha? But if he didn't add that, then the issur is I can't have hanor from you, and you can't have hanor from my things either. Rashi, Ela hachi omer Shmuel, time of the omer nomi shani ochel lecha hu de ihu asur bilvad de masnisim but no der bilvad ko omer de asur de tani asur. Our Mishnah, right, where it says each one separately. So there the person who made the nether is also with the things of the person he made the nether against, but not vice versa, right? But if you said the whole thing mudrani mimcha sha'ani toim lecha, right? No, our Mishnah is where, what's it called, is where you mention both things mudrani mimcha sha'ani toim lecha. But if you didn't say sha'ani toim lecha, you just said mudrani ani mimcha, then it means I'm usher to you, you're usher to me. Aval Omar mudrani heimecho lechud, to lo Omar shani ochelach, shnei amasurin. The kiven to Omar shani ochelach, mashmen to usher nafshe bilvad. By adding sha'ani ochel mimcha, he's clarifying that when I said mudrani mimcha, it only meant to usher me to your things. She'eno ochel mechadero, I won't eat from your things. Avaki Omar Mudrani Heimecha Stam, if he didn't say Shani Ochelecha, Mudrani Mimcha Stam, Mashma, the Madr Nomi Chavrei Mine Mikovako, Mashma, that the nether is on both sides. I'm answering myself to your things, and your things are also to me. And my things are also to you. Kihada Amr Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. That's what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said. Mudrani heimecha shnei amasurim. That if a person just said mudrani heimecha, both of them are asur. Okay, tznan hareini olecha cherim. Right, we have a mission that says hareini olecha cherim. Hamudr asur aval madr lo. Right. If what's it, a person said I'm cherim to you, so then the what's it called hareini olecha cherim. So then the intent is my thing should be usher to you. Reuven made this nether. Hareini olecha cherim means Reuven's things are usher to Shimon. Avo madir lo, but the madir, what's it called, is not usher. I'm not ushering Shimon's things on me. I'm ushering my things to Shimon. Kigon de Porish, the At Olai lo, but that's talking where he said Beferish, but not what's it called, your things to me, right? At Olai lo, At Olai Cherim, If you say you're chayrim to me, then hanoder aser aval mudr lo, then the opposite is true, right? If he said at olai chayrim, then I'm not allowed to have hanoah from your things, but you're allowed to have hanoah from my things, and that's talking kigon de parish, right? Va'ani olech olo, where he said beferish that but me, I'm not aser to your things. Aval stam amai, what would be if he didn't say beferish? Either way, shneim asurim, then it would imply from this Mishnah that both are asur. Hamidiktani sefer hareni olecha the at olai shneim asurim, right? Hadein hu dishneim asurim hostama hu asur v'chaderu mutter. But the sefer says that if he said hareni olecha the at olai, then they're both asur. Mashma that in other cases where he didn't say b'feirish, I'm asur and you're asur, that only one of them is asur, right? He's Osir and the other one is Mutter. So therefore we can't say this. Can't say that what's it called, that Shmuel said that it's only where he said the Feirish Shanim Toim Lecha that he excludes both of them. But what's it called? But Stam, what's it called? They're both Osir. No, we see from this Mishnah, Stam, only the one who made the Neder is Osir, not the other one. Rashi. Hareini olecha cheirim hamudar aser. The hahachad lo amr shani ochelach. He just said cheirim. What's it called? Hareini olecha cheirim. He didn't say shani ochelach, right? The hahachad lo amr shani ochelach cheirim. V'lo havi aser ela hamudar v'lo shleiyah. And still we see that only one's aser, not both. So more answers kigon de parish behedya aval ato alai lo. It's talking where he said beferish, but not you on me. But if he didn't say beferish, then both of them will be aser. Avostama the low parish, the atolai low maishneim asurim. So what are you going to tell me? That if he didn't say anything specific, then both are asur. If he said hareini olecha cheirim, meaning you're asur to me and I'm asur to you, it's not true. Look at the sefer, right? Hadin hu dishneim asurim. The amar b'feirish hareini olecha the atolai avostama the amar hareini olecha velo amar the atolai lo havishneim asurim elachad bilvat. So that's not like Shmuel. Right, so therefore the Gemara says no. So that can't be the pshat in Shmuel. So we tried that pshat, that if you said sha'ani toim loch, then only are you aser, but the other person's not aser. You're not asering your things on him. You're only asering his things on you. But if you didn't say sha'ani toim loch, then both of them are aser. The Gemara proved that's not the case, unless you said the feirish, the ani olecha. Both cases. Only one person's usher, only the noder is usher to the mudder and not the opposite way. Elohachi Admar. Now, this is what Shmuel meant. This is what's it called. Mudder ani lecha, shnei amasurim. If the guy just said stam, mudder ani lecha, both are usher. Mudrani heimecha, but if he said mudrani heimecha, from you, I'm usher from you, then who usher b'chaderu mudder? Then he's Osir and the friend is Mutter. If he said Mudrani Lecha, so that means I'm Osir to you, you're Osir to me. But if he said Mudrani Heimecha, that means I'm Osir from you, that means only one way. I'm Osir from you, but you're not Osir from me. Where it says, V'homas Nisan Diktani Heimecha, V'okimna L'mas Nisan L'shmuel B'kula Natshiyomar Shani Toim Lecha, V'shani Yoch Lecha. Our Mishnah says Heimecha, and our Mishnah Shmuel said is Only one is Osir if you added Shani Toim Lecha. But if you didn't add Shani Toim Lecha, then both of them are Osir. And here we're saying that what's it called, that that's not the case, right? That Heimecha, only one is Osir, only the person who made the Neder is Osir. Right? Who the Osir v'chaver amulav? Mudrani Heimecha Shnei Masurim. Ela mikar de Shmuel hachiyatmar. Now we're going back to what we said in the beginning. Right, this is what Shmuel meant. So we've exhausted every possibility what Shmuel could mean. Now we're going back to the beginning. Hachi Yitmar. Taima da omar shani ochel lecha v'shani toim lecha hu de'ein hu asr ele b'achila. Hamudrani mimcha asr afilu b'hano. Shmuel didn't mean to say if both are asr or one's asr. Shmuel said something else. Shmuel said the following. That if you added shani toim lecha, then the isr is only an isr achila. I'm asering myself to your food. But if I say mudrani mimcha, and I don't qualify it shani toim lecha, or shani ochel lecha, then I'm also with any hanoah. I can't have any benefit from you, not only food. Hamudroni mimcha asur afilu b'hanoah. See, his mercy says, hachi lema Shmuel hachi. Let him say that. Why do you start saying with what's it called that both of us are one other? What's it called? Let him say that what's it called that one's an isra achila and one's an isra hanoah. Ve'im lo amar ela shani ochel lecha v'shani toim lecha ein isra ela b'achila. Right? Let him say that. Beferish. Ela hachi itmar. Back. Time of the Amr Shani Yochel Lecha V'Shani Toim Lecha. The only way that it's Asur altogether is if I add Shani Toim Lecha V'Shani Ochel Lecha. Then if I said Mudrani Mimcha She'ein Shani Ochel Mimcha, then it's a full-fledged nether that I can't have any enjoyment from your food. I can't eat your food. Aval Amr Mudrani Hemecha. But if he just said Mudrani Hemecha, Lo Mashma the Amr Asur. There, it's not clear that he meant that he's asking himself on the other person. Well, why? My time. Mudrani mimcha lo mishtoin ibadach. I'm not going to talk to you. Not that I'm not going to eat from your food and your food is asur to me. Right? Mudrani mimcha means I'm separating myself from you. So I won't talk to you. It's not mashma. It's not a yad of a nether because it's not clear. Mufreshani mimcha d'lo avid necha masul mata. Maybe mufreshani doesn't mean that I'm asering your food on me or anything else. It just means I'm not going to do business with you. I'm separated from you. I'm not going to do business. So that's not a yad. A yad has to be clear that its implication is an iser. But if it's possible it has another implication, then it's not a yad bechlal, and it's as if you didn't verbalize the nether, it's no nether. Right. Miruchu kani mimcha. If you said miruchu kani mimcha, the lo kamina v'dalad amas tilach. I'm not going to stand near you. But not miruchu kani means that I'm not going to eat from you. It's not a lashon iser. It just means I'm going to be separated from you. So since it doesn't imply clearly iser, it's not a nether. That's what Shmuel said. When is mufreshani, mudrani, miruchu kani lashon of a nether? And the nether is chal, that I can't have any enjoyment from you, right? If I said specifically shani toim lach, then I specified what the nether is all about. But if I only said those lashonos, it doesn't imply iser. It just implies that I'm not going to have anything to do with you. No iser though, Rashi. Mudrani mimcha hu aser tahainu kemasnisin hareni olecha cherim. That's the case of that Mishnah. V'ho masnisin mudrani hemecha k'tani. Right, our Mishnah says mudrani hemecha. V'ok mishmuel de'omer b'kulan in kol echad ve'echad shani ochel. And Shmuel said that's where it's talking where you had to say shani ochel. The ahochi ihu aser v'chaderu mutter. In that case, he's aser and the other one's mutter. Aval omer mudrani hemecha bilvad. Right, both are aser. That's not what we say. V'lo amar shani ochel shnei amasurim. V'hainu d'lok Rabbi Yossi b'chanina. That's not like Rabbi Yossi b'chanina, who says that heinecha means where only I'm aser. Mimcha means both of them. Ela mikardish mil hachi itma. Hachi matar salam asinisim. V'lo kedokim the tikshil Rabbi Yossi. Learn what Shmuel said the following way, and then there's no kasha on Rabbi Yossi b'chanina. Ha amar mudroni heinecha d'lo mefarish klum. Where he said mudrani hemecha, and he didn't say shani toim lecha, he didn't specify what he's mudr from. Vadai mikula milsa madr v'asrafil vanoah. So this is where it's at the beginning. We think when you said mudrani and you didn't say shani toim, then it's isur hanoah too, not only isur achila. But if you said shani toim, then it's only isur achila. Tomorrow says hachi lema shmul hachi loma leyafushi lememre kule hai lema hachi. We all have to say it in such a vague way. Say it like that. Omar Shmuel, vim lo Omar shani ochel lecha, de lo Omar ela mudrani emecha asra filu bana. Say it clearly. Right? Elo hachi itmar. So that can't be what Shmuel said. Elo hachi itmar. Omar Shmuel, time of the Omar shani ochel lecha, de kivan de Omar beferish achila asra. Since he said beferish, that which I'm mudr from you, meruchat from you, mufresh, means I'm not going to eat from you, then there's an isra achila. Ava lo Omar beferish achila. But if he didn't say beferish, I'm not going to eat from you, right? Mudrani shani toim loch or ochel loch, then he's not also to eat from him. So, what does it mean mudrani mimcha, right? The dil mahada amar mudrani mimcha adipure kamer. I'm not going to talk to you. The lo mishtoi bade, avalol lemechal minei. Not that he's intending not to be able to eat from him. The chain ki omer mufrushani mincha. The lo omer shani ochel. If he said mufrushani, but he didn't say shani ochel, he's not asked to eat from him. He's separated from him. He's not going to stand with him. His dalad amas, or he's not going to do business with him. Imasu matan kaporish minei. I'm separating myself. Not do business with you. Miruchukani mimcha nami. The lo likra ba'arba amas dile. I'm not going to stand within your arba amas. So that's miruchukani. Mashma. The lo mader mechilaso. So all these, that's what Shmuel said. Shmuel said that if you wanted to be a yad, right, even though you didn't say kikorban or whatever, and you didn't make a neder affair, you just said midrani mimcha, it has to be clear shani toim lecha. But if you didn't say shani toim lecha, it's a vague lashon, and therefore the achil is not aser, and because we could assume that you mean you're not going to stand within my four amas, you're not going to do business with me, and so on. Okay.